I'm really excited and grateful to have been selected and feel kind of cool, honestly, that they're flying me all the way from Australia to England just for one test match. So really just kind of taking every opportunity I can to put on the jersey and hopefully eyes looking forward to Pac-4 WXV and then the World Cup.
Welcome to U.S. Rugby Happy Hour Live. Interviews with the biggest names in American rugby.
The New England Free Jacks, Major League Rugby Champions.
One-on-one to score!
Here are your hosts, Bill Baker and that other guy.
Our next guest... I can't help but say this whenever we have somebody in that other time zone, because she is joining us all the way from tomorrow in Queensland, Australia, and also here to sing Dolly Parton's Jolene for us. Let's welcome Charlie Jacoby.
Hey, guys. Hey, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Wait, go ahead.
Charlie,
go ahead,
are you singing. Are you a big Dolly Parton fan? Is that the reference?
No.
Because I don't get this. What's...
We changed the lyrics to sing for our teammate Doreen. And so naturally, I keep joking around that I'm the personality hire here and I've got the loudest voice in the room. So, of course, I was belting it on top of my lungs, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. So, Reds posted a video today on social media. It's actually really well done. I think maybe for preparing for the last match, it's a really good video. Yeah. And then in there, it's Charlie in there just belting it out in the middle.
I got to check this out.
Gotta bring the vibes up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me. I am definitely in tomorrow. I'm in the future. Feels pretty crazy.
who went? No, never mind. What were you doing a minute ago? According to my eye, I see you walking around the room.
I was actually, it's such a weird day today. It's super windy and very overcast. And so it was so windy. I was pulling the doors and the blinds closed because I was afraid that the wind was going to mess with the sound. So I was closing the doors.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
Professional. I wish Fitzy would do that. But
I'm trying.
So Charlie, big move for you. Where are you and why are you there?
Yeah, so I'm in Queensland, Australia. So I'm in Brisbane right now. And just kind of decided I played in the Prem, as you know, for the past two seasons and went back home to Chicago for a bit to try to make a little bit more money. And I was like, man, I'm not ready for this normal life yet. And so spoke to our new head coach, Sione, and he's got some pretty strong ties out here with the Queensland Reds community as he was the coach last year. And so he was like, why don't you go try that out? And so I was like, okay, it's definitely a different style of rugby. So came out here for the Super W season, and then I'll stay on afterwards for the club competition afterwards.
And that, what club? I saw they listed, what, Bond University under your name. What's that?
Yeah, so it's out in the Gold Coast, which I'm actually super pumped about. So I get to, I'm in Brisbane now, and then I've got accommodations out on the Gold Coast. So we're, so maybe I'll turn into a surfer girl. Probably not. Some really crazy
have you ever gotten back, Charlie? Because why? I mean,
I know why.
No, honestly, I get that question a lot, and I'm like, I'm trying to get my sister and my family to move here.
Yeah.
But it's really nice out. So yeah, I'll go play for Bond. So it's just affiliated with the university, but it's not like a university club. Kind of similar how to like Life West and the WPL and things.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
But you're not taking classes, or are you?
Absolutely not. I'm done.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Yeah, you've already made all your money in Chicago. You don't need to go back to school for any, yeah.
No way. Okay, I'm done. I did my time in school.
All right. Actually, Fitzy, you've been down there, right?
I did. I did a semester abroad in Australia. I was in, so I did go up to Brizzy and I did do a 4X brewery tour at 10 in the morning, which was one of the best decisions I've ever done in my life. It was hilarious. And I did go up the Gold Coast. You got to go to Byron Bay if you haven't been there yet.
Yes.
You got to go to Nimbin, probably on an off week. Of course, do all of that. Fraser Island. But I was in Wollongong, which is about an hour train ride south of Sydney, right on the water. You got the Illawarra Mountains behind it. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. The rugby was fantastic. It was just everything about it was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's stunning around here.
All right. I'll be down there in a little bit. Get the flight.
Yeah. It's worth it. So, it's definitely worth the journey.
Yeah. So So, Charlie, you and I messaged back and forth a little bit about the last week's game. Like I said, like you said, you're down there with Queensland Reds, part of Super W, Super Rugby. Talk about the program. Talk about, you know, obviously you said Sione hooked you up or helped you with the situation. So talk about your training situations, whatever else. You said you trained twice a week, which isn't ideal, obviously, but that is a situation you're in. So talk about the club.
Yeah. So it's much different, like I said, just in comparison to Exeter in England, right? So more so in the Prem, you're definitely full on, you're full time. Whereas here, it's not as professionalized yet, though all the players are on contracts. It's still not as professionalized. So a lot of my teammates, they'll work their full time job and then they come to training afterwards. So we train on Tuesdays and Thursdays from about 4:30 to 9, which is still a pretty decent, you know, so we have
a long practice.
Yeah, we'll have a unit session, a field session, yeah. And then we have a gym. And then on, oh wait, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We don't train on Tuesdays and Thursdays. What is the brain? We train on, I am so sorry, Mondays and Wednesdays.
Have you been to all the trainings? Have you missed a training?
I don't know. Wow.
There's no one here.
Sorry. We train on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then we play our games on Saturdays, sometimes Sundays. But yeah, it's definitely very, very different. The style of rugby is wildly different than to how we play. Sorry, what?
How's the style of rugby different?
Yeah. You know, like, for example, we played Fiji last week. And, you know, those aren't really like teams that we come up across, mm-hmm. you know, when even playing internationally and especially over in the Prem. So it's just a lot more like it is structured, right? Like we have structure, but it's more so like playing what's in front of you. And defending this type of rugby over here is much more exhausting. And I just keep joking around, like, I hope I can just develop some footwork because I'm just so used to, you know, running at an outside shoulder and running hard and square and things like that. And here it's just, you have to stay alive the entire game, both sides of the breakdown. You never know if they're going to switch directions. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely been a change, but I'm enjoying it a lot.
So we might find you in the wing once in a while when you're tired.
Honestly, you really might, but I'm trying to work. I always write that down. I'm like, keep your work rate high, get in there because it's just so, it's exhausting. Last week against Fiji was probably, just talking to some of my friends back home, I'm like, it was probably one of the hardest games of rugby I've played to date, even internationally. It's just so different.
So talk about something international. Talk about the players in Super W. You know, who encompasses this league? You know, you have teammates like your Lucet teammate, Madison Shook, is a sevens Australian player. The Forest Tighthead you're going up against this weekend as a Japan international. So talk about the player pool.
Yeah, so a lot of the girls, so we have a couple Wallaroos on our squad right now, predominantly actually in our back line. So Maddie Shook, actually, she is in the 15s Wallaroo squad. Just recently captain, I think, right before World Cup. But so you kind of just see there's a lot of like Japan, like Emily Chancellor and Brianna Hoy, they're over for playing for the Waratahs. They were in Japan. So everyone's kind of, you know, plays out and then they come home for Super W because Australia, so great for them. They have contracts now, different tiers of contracts. So they actually have to play in the Super W, which is really good for, you know, rugby here in Australia as well. So they can go and do what they want to do, get the playing experience elsewhere, but then they're still coming home and kind of growing the game like in their home, like in their regions as well. Mm. But yeah, so we've got Wallaroos, Fijians, some Kiwis from New Zealand. They come into the mix too. Different faces, very, very different than just like when we're in the Prem, you know, you've got all your English, Scottish, mm-hmm. Irish, and then our big mix of Canadians and Americans over there. So it's really cool to kind of be able to play in this competition and see the differences.
The accents are a little bit different. Speaking about the Wallaroos, I mean, a very budding rivalry right now between, right, the Wallaroos and the Women's Eagles. Has there been a little bit of a little bit of friendly banter back and forth with some of the Wallabies you've come across? Yeah.
Yeah, there always is. You know, there always is. Like, we had a couple Wallaroos over with us at Chiefs, and now I'm here with like Lori, and I've got Liz Patu, who's like the most capped Wallaroo, and so we always just kind of joke around because now they're in tier one and we're in tier two, and we always just mess around with each other like, oh Charlie, that's tier two behavior. I'm like, get out of here, like you're not going to be there for too long, my friend, don't get comfortable. We've got Pack Four coming up, and we're really working hard and looking to get back into tier one where we know we should be.
So I just figured it out. You're actually, Sione sent you down there to scout.
Yeah.
I'm the spy.
Yes. It's like the Americans or something like that in the show. Yeah. Charlie, heading there, what were you expecting? You know, were you expecting to contribute right away like you did?
Honestly, I did actually, having a lot of conversations with the coaches and just kind of how I was going to slot in, you know, came in during preseason. So I was able to, I think I landed on a Sunday night and went to training on Monday, and they ran a Bronco, and that was the only thing that I sat out of. And I was full contact, full noise. And played like, I think I played like something like 30 minutes on the weekend. We flew down to Roma. So, I was prepared to go full in and get involved right away. It's been a good time. It's a lot.
It seemed like a nice crowd.
Yeah. There's a lot of people actually. And, Super W is like, it's so crazy just to see like the game in different nations. You know what I mean? Like it's on the news here. Like there, I've done interviews like literally on the news and, you know, in the newspaper. And it's just, it's crazy how like the sport rallies.
Yeah.
I always feel the love from the Eagles overseas. Okay. but yeah. So it's there. A lot of people came to the games, and unfortunately, I'll be missing the game next weekend because I'm flying to England on Saturday after our match. But it's a doubleheader in Suncorp Stadium, which is going to be like epic. So I'm kind of sad to miss it, but obviously, really, it's a double-edged sword, you know.
We want to jump into USA rugby stuff here in a second, but a couple of photos I saw online, I really enjoyed. You know, this is obviously getting your first cap for the team. With your teammates, six new caps looks like for that match for the club. Your coach?
That's one of the vintage reds. So she played like she's like an old girl. Yeah.
Old girl. And this one, you like the pose. Love it.
if you gotta
take my picture, then I'm gonna pose. all right, Fitz, I'm going to jump forward. Let's go USA Rugby. You mentioned Sione Fukifuka earlier. Have you had conversations with him? And if so, you know, what is he talking to you about for the future, for you specifically?
Yeah, plenty of conversations with Sione. He is definitely like a hands-on coach. Super grateful and lucky to have him in the mix with us now. So lots of conversations with him. He's actually been really, really just kind of helpful, like I said, kind of getting me, you know, integrated into rugby out here, making sure that I'm getting everything I need. I'm so far away from everybody else. That was a call coming in. Sorry about that. In regards to plans with me, I don't know. I think that every coach we've ever had, it's all kind of like, you know, what ifs, you know, you just really never know, you know? So I'm really excited and grateful to have been selected and feel kind of cool, honestly, that they're flying me all the way from Australia to England just for one test match. So really just kind of taking every opportunity I can to put on the jersey, and hopefully I was looking forward to Pack 4 WXV and then the World Cup.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about USA Canada, April 28th, back on home soil for the first time in a number of years. I'm glad that's finally getting corrected, but I got to imagine, you know, plans are, you know, it's thank you, Bill, for that graphic. We're coming up on a month out or so from it. Imagine the player pools coming together for that. Is that one that you've got circled on the calendars? Like, hey, Sione, I want to be a part of this one.
Yeah, that's a tough that's a tough one because it's actually the same day as the Super Rugby final.
So well, you're in the future, so you can just, you know, you can just take a quick dateline.
I could just hop on a private jet. So haven't had too many conversations around that one yet. But it is obviously, like, you know, it's so cool to be able to play in front of a home crowd. And, you know, like you said, we haven't had many opportunities to play at home, especially play Canada at home. So I've got a bunch of friends and family wanting to make the haul down to California. But I don't know. We'll see. Luckily, they're coming this way afterwards. So they're going to come to New Zealand and Australia. So depends on, I guess, always depends on selections. You never want to be too, you never want to put yourself there before, you know, you just never know. So I'd like to be there. I hope I get to be there. I also hope my team makes it to a Super Rugby final as well. So we'll see.
And go a little further down the road, you know, 25 World Cup in England. I mean, you left England, but you have to go back again soon and then go back again. But that's not that far, right? That's just next year. So obviously that's got to be on your mind.
It's definitely on my mind. Yeah. You know, I think after the last World Cup, everyone's laughing because they're like, Charlie, you said you were going to retire after the last one. We've heard this before, you know, the World Cup, it's like such a, it's such a hard thing to explain it, you know, like we worked so hard and, you know, just didn't really, we made it to a quarterfinal and that felt really good, you know, but obviously falling short to Canada never feels great. And, you know, it didn't really finish the way we wanted it to. So my brain, I'm like, how do you, you know, put all of your effort into one thing and then just leave so unsatisfied. So 2025 is definitely on my mind. And especially in England, the crowd there is going to be absolutely epic. I can't miss out. So it's just pretty much making sure you do whatever you can to be able to get the nod so that you get to go. So working hard for it.
And staying over there in England, Charlie, I'm obviously you're keeping up with your former team, well, former extra teammates, not having the season they had prior to that. But do you communicate much with them? You know, Hope Rogers is playing well again. And do you have a special bond with the front rowers? Like, you don't care about the rest? Like you know, Gabby can go away?
I know that they're going to watch this. But Hope and I, all the front rows, call ourselves the brothers. We've got a very special bond, but especially at Chiefs, like I definitely keep up with all of them. I went there on holiday, actually over New Year's Eve, and Susie was like, hop into training. So I actually trained on their holiday. Right. I even got this new season's kit. So definitely keeping up with them. Gabby and Rachel are like my best friends and Hope too. So, you know, always keeping up with them.
Do you have any insight for us on Alicia Washington? Do you know what her status is at all?
She's in camp right now. Okay, good. So they're all assembled right now and she's in camp. And I think that, I know that she's just coming back from some, injuries and things, but I don't want to disclose like anything.
I know. Yeah, we get it. Don't get in trouble with us.
She's right now, and I know that she's working hard and up for selection for Pac-Born WXV. So
awesome.
We love Alicia. We love her big, strong body. So
let's get Alicia back out there. Yeah.
Same.
I want to talk a little bit WPL, Women's Premier League. New season starting next month. You know, the league's been getting more attention, the quality players going up. You know, ideally, right, we keep the Women's Eagles, you know, here in the U.S., obviously getting paid more. It is fun. I got to imagine you enjoy playing overseas, but to be able to build what, you know, what's happening in England and Australia and making it here and really boosting the WPL, I guess I'm getting to a question here, but, you know, what will it take for us, everyone here, to get the game here in the U.S. so that the WPL is a fully professional league and an option for not only Women's Eagles but overseas players to come here and play?
Yeah,
I don't expect you to have all the answers.
No.
Yeah,
No, that's a good question. And it's something that we talk about all the time because, you know, everyone kind of we hear comments, right, about all this being overseas and how we should be at home and you get paid. And it's like, we get paid. I had to come home from England because I'm too old to be living off my credit card. So it's definitely not for the money. You know what I mean? It's just obviously for the love of the game. Nobody plays sport rugby for cash. But I think that to get it where it needs to be in America, I think, unfortunately, like it does need money, right? It needs investors. It needs people to like buy into it because it's not just about paying players, right? It's about like, if you want to see success, if you want your teams to, you know, make it to quarterfinals, semifinals at World Cups and consistently do well in their international test matches, you have to kind of like supplement like the cost of like living almost, you know, like it's impossible. And it's so challenging. Like I did it for so long when I was playing in the WPL, working out before work, teaching full time, then going out and working out again, then going to grad school full time, and then going to North Shore training. And then, you know, just trying to be selected for USA. And, you know, fortunately enough, I was, but there's so many talented athletes in America that could play at this level, but they're just not getting the opportunity to because of cost. It's like, how do you don't want to retire with nothing, you know? And like, unfortunately, that's just kind of where it is. But I think we need money. I think that we also need better coaches. Because, you know, it's like, I would come home. Like I love America and I love my family and I love all my friends and I love Chicago. But, you know, if we want to get to where we want to be as a sport and as a nation, we need quality coaching. And we're not paying our coaches. So it's a hard place to be right now, I think. But I think it is trending upwards. And I think now that we're hosting the 2031, 2033 World Cup, I think that we're going to see a lot more support than we might have had in the past. So I'm really staying hopeful and positive for this like next upcoming generation and just kind of the likes of them and the support that they're going to be able to receive.
I think, unfortunately, I think what's going to take is kind of what they're doing over in England, is working with the premiership clubs, you know, have that. It's just me going with it. Maybe have the same seasons, the spring seasons. You know, you have the Chicago Hounds with the Chicago. I'm sorry, I forget the women's team there. The name.
The Lions.
Anyway, yes, thank you. Maybe having them travel together, match the same day, kind of thing. You know, if we could just get double headers, get people in the crowd to watch both matches. I think it's one way of doing it. Obviously, takes money, but.
Yeah.
On its own. And then, like you down there, once that season's over, you're playing for the local club.
Yeah.
And you could do that here as well. That's just my 2 cents worth.
I completely agree, Bill. And also with that, too, like how many times have the USA men played, you know, Canada, New Zealand at home? Like those are massive opportunities for doubleheaders for the women. Yeah. Like, there was a time that USA played Canada, the women on a Monday night, and the men played the Friday before that against Canada. It's like, what? Like, that's a doubleheader. Like, that's how you get people, like how you're talking about, like, pack the stands. Like, that's how you do it, you know? And it's just sometimes the cost just doesn't support that. But, like, if we can just find ways to get the men and women to kind of, you know, play those double headers, or I just think that's we can grow the game that way and get bigger crowds and just get more people like, hell yeah, this is awesome, you know.
Go ahead, Fitz.
No, I was just gonna comment, you know, from what you've seen in Australia and when you were in England too, and in the US, the comparison between just maybe like the college game, right, where the college game in the US is convoluted, right? There's like a bunch of different leagues doing it, but it seems like more programs are coming online. Women's rugby is an emerging sport in the NCAA, so I think it's maybe like around 10 or so that are 10 more, and then it can be officially become, I think, like a varsity sport, if I have that correctly. Certainly at the top level, there's a few programs that seem to be dominating year over year, but I guess from what you've seen traveling around the world, how would you rate the college game, say, in the U.S. compared to Australia, England?
To be honest, I haven't seen, I don't know much about like the college, that grade level here in Australia. So I think I feel a little bit more confident kind of comparing it to something like in England. I think that it's definitely on its way. You know, the only difference is that the kids in England that are playing at university, you know, the level is just so, it's just so fast and it's just so smart, but it's because they've been playing since they're so young, you know, whereas our, you know, college athletes are finding it, they're crossover athletes, or they're just finding it when they get into college. And, you know, they're outstanding athletes, so they're able to excel in the sport. But, you know, having not had played it since we're younger, we've got soccer, basketball, football, baseball, softball, things like that. You know, we're always kind of playing catch up, but I do think though, like some of my friends, who are involved in those like Ivy League programs, those Big Ten, the NCAA programs that you're talking about. I really do think that they're taking the programs in the right way. And I think that it is exciting. And we're actually now starting to see more of those players kind of trickle into the women's senior side. You know, like Frida, our teammate Frida at Lindenwood, an outstanding athlete. Lindenwood has, you know, massive laundry list full of like accomplishments, you know, and now we're starting to see players like her just push on straight through, skipping age grades and pushing straight into the senior side. So they got to be doing something right, you know?
All right. Two more questions for you. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Then Fitzy has a less serious question.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is yet. Do you know what it is? Okay. post-career, where do we see Charlie?
That is a serious question. I think that I finally feel like I'm in a good place to say that after the 2025 World Cup, obviously always pending selections, I'm going to definitely retire just because a little old. I am a teacher. I love that. But I think that I really just am so passionate about growing the game at home. And I think that having played in these two massive leagues, I feel like I'm, you know, collecting all this information, learning from all these outstanding coaches to bring that back home. And I ideally would love to coach. I love set piece. I love everything defense. So ideally, I would like to get involved in one of these NCAA programs and kind of help push these athletes along through the pathway and produce more Eagles, really. So hopefully that's where I'll be. But who knows? I'm with the wind. You can't be sure.
All right, Fitzy. Here you go.
Yeah, I guess I've got to. Okay. So I had a moment to think about it, Charlie. And we've had a number of your current USA Women's Eagles teammates on this program before in the past. And one of the questions I enjoy asking is, it's kind of a two-parter here. Who is the funniest player on the Women's Eagles squad, and who thinks they are the funniest player on the Women's Eagles squad?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who's the funniest and who thinks they're the funniest?
Yeah.
I won't pick myself.
No. That's funny.
Your name has come up as an answer, I believe, from others. So, yeah.
Of course it has.
You've been selected. Yeah.
As the one who thinks they're the funniest.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'd just like to not know that part. I would say we've got some extreme jokesters. I would say the funniest person on the team. Oh man. Well, I could tell you who thinks they're the funniest.
Even better.
I don't know. Gabby is really, really funny, but it's like this, she's got a little bit of a dry sense of humor, and she'll just like one-off say things that are just zingers, you know, and they get you. So I'm going to say she's definitely up there. Who's funniest? Honestly, it's really hard that I can't pick myself.
Hey, what? I'll give you an out here.
You can.
What's been one of the best pranks you've either been a part of or the victim of?
The victim of.
Oh, yeah. And this is a family friendly show. So
you know, Benson is kind of the prankster of the team. And so she's really known for she was always on the scare cam. You know what I mean? Always trying to jump out of somewhere and get a good scream. She always is razzing up Katana. And it's so funny because Katana gets so mad.
I can see that.
I'm more so not a victim. I'm just going to say a witness because she knows not to mess with me. And I think I'm better for like shock value. I like to, I've got the big laugh, you know? So she uses me for the shock value, I think. But I think the Benson and Katana scare duo is always really, really funny.
All right, Charlie, I'm going to let you go. Thank you a ton. And also good luck this weekend against Western Force. And you're starting again. They played well last week, so you definitely work is going to be cut out for you. So good luck this weekend, and good luck with USA when you travel over to England. Hopefully, see you in Canada. Well, no, we don't. So hold on. Hopefully, we don't see you in LA because you're playing in the finals. Sorry, I was paying attention. and hopefully, we see you in 2025 in the World Cup too. Let's go with that.
I like that one. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, take care. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. The lotto.
Oh, sorry. Wait, don't go away. Wait, all right, she's back.
She's still there.
I don't know. I'm losing connection. Goodbye.
All right, fine. That was funny. Ah, good. I knew she'd be good. She would be a really fun person to talk to, and that's great stuff.
I think the first show in this new format, video here, where we've had two guests, right? Right.
We had James Dealey come on for a bit at one point, but it was that with, oh, and then Phil from Jack's Rangers dropped him for 5 seconds. But this is the, this is the, like an official way we've been doing it when we were on Twitter Spaces and Clubhouse and wherever else we were, two guests.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is our first time doing two guests in one night. I feel like it was more, maybe not. Anyway, just last week. No, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
ago. We'll go back. I don't pay attention. But yeah. Worked out well. I like it. Two good guests, Davey Kotzer and Charlie Jacoby. Koitzer? I said Kotzer.
You were close. He said he was diplomatic. He said you were close. He said he'd give it to you.
He's not gonna call me out. He's scared of me. Hey, before we let everyone go, let's do this really quick. I'm gonna talk about Uproar really quick. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, coming up this weekend, I did an interview with the two directors of the movie Uproar, starring Julian Dennison, about the Maori racism issues back in the 1980s, and there's some rugby in there as well. So fun interview with them. Check that out this weekend. And Fitz, one more time, talk about tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. We are giving away 6 tickets, so 3 sets of 2 tickets. You can win 2 free tickets either from Rugby Morning, 2 free tickets from Eagle Overseas, or 2 free tickets from this show, US Rugby Happy Hour Live. You just have to like, follow, comment to enter yourself for a chance to win 2 tickets to the USA Women's Eagles match versus Canada April 28th. And if you don't win the ticket giveaway, it's all good. Consolation prize, you can receive 10% off your ticket purchase by using promo code either Eagle Overseas or Rugby Morning. We'll share out the link. But please, just go to the game. Let's pack the house.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I wish I could be there. Still think about that, especially if it's the Free Jacks playing against LA before that one. Who knows? But no word. Hey, take a chance. Tickets are cheap enough anyway. Buy the tickets, and if it ends up being your team from MLR playing, think about that. You get to see USA play and your MLR team play. I feel like we're on QVC. I feel like we're selling a, get your...
There's more.
Slices and dices. All right, that's good. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn as well. Please like, follow, and subscribe all of these platforms. Subscribe, especially YouTube. We're really trying to build YouTube right now. Get that more in front of more and more people. And be sure to follow Eagles Overseas and Rugby Morning on all your social media channels. And share with your friends, enemies alike. We appreciate it. We don't mind. We don't care if you hate them. Get them to listen to the show. All right, Fitzy, good one. Have a great weekend. Good luck to DC this weekend. And we'll touch base next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
As always, please like, follow, and subscribe this podcast. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. Leave us a comment. Send the link to your friends. Follow us at Eagles Overseas and at Rugby Morning.